As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. Don't forget that YouTube feed is where you can watch the shows live, 94WIP on YouTube, Sports Radio WIP on YouTube. You can find us and watch shows live 6A to 6P, Monday through Friday, including every midday show from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. live on YouTube. Check it out there. We feature you people. You guys watch, comment. We'll feature some of those comments during the show as well. All right, I want to dive in today. We're less than a week away from the NFL draft, and the Eagles sit at 32. And the more I go through mock drafts, the more I do my research, the more I hone in on players I like. My big board will be released early next week before we get to the NFL draft. The more I'm out on picking at 32. I just don't love the spot for the Eagles. And as I think about their options, there's three options, you know, to start off their NFL draft this year. That would be to trade up from 32 somewhere as high as they could go and willing to give up enough to go and make a big move. To stick at 32 and just make a pick based on the board. Or to drop back down into the probably somewhere early to mid-second round, let someone come up, likely for a quarterback there, depending on who falls, who doesn't, at the end of the first round. So those are the three options for the Eagles. And I think there's logic in that final one, dropping down. But, you know, a couple things. One, it's not as fun. I know I don't want the Eagles to make things, make decisions based on our fun. But there's something really fun about the first night of the NFL draft that you kind of have a balloon that just deflates when you don't make a pick. So that's just one little part. The other part is, though, I don't think this is a great quarterback draft class that someone is going to just go crazy to jump and grab. And if you're talking about the Browns and Giants, I mean, someone might try to come up to 32 to jump the Browns or Giants if the Browns or Giants are waiting for their quarterbacks on day two. That's possible. I just don't think the Eagles are in a position where they need to make that kind of deal. They have 12 picks next year. They have 8 this year. Do they really need more picks? I mean, I know it's never bad to have more picks, but do they really need that? Like back in 2018, when they did it and they moved out of the first round at 32, you had number one, Lamar Jackson was falling, and he was a player that a lot of people were clearly interested in. I don't know who that guy is this year. Maybe Jalen Milroe. We'll talk more about him a lot the next week on this show and on the midday show. But I don't know who that guy is someone's going to give you a good deal for. Second, you know, I think that this is a time with the Eagles where they don't have to go grab extra draft picks. In 2018, what I was trying to say is, back then, the Eagles didn't have any draft picks. They had spent a lot of those to go win the Super Bowl and to move around and acquire players. It's different now. And they were just a couple years removed from giving up a haul to get their quarterback in Carson Wentz. Remember, that was the 2018 draft. 2016 draft, the Eagles gave up tons of capital to move up in the draft for Carson Wentz. So this is a different cycle of where the Eagles are. They needed picks then. They don't need them now. I'm not interested in that. So of the three options, the one that I like the best, clearly, is to trade up. Let me give you four reasons why the Eagles should trade up in the first round of the NFL draft. Number one, I saw a report a couple days ago, Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated, saying that this is the kind of draft, because of the way it maybe flattens out after the top five, where teams maybe want to move down, but no one really wants to move up. There's a thought you could probably get the same player at 20. Do you get at 6 or 7 or 8? You know, wherever the draft, maybe they start to level off. So if you're the Panthers at 8 or whoever, it might be tough to get value to move down. Well, if nobody wants to move up, you know, the team that is willing to give something to move up stands above everyone else who's willing to give nothing, right? If you have a price tag and you're... Let me pull up the draft order right now just to get a sense of this. I think, you know, NFL first round draft order. You know, if you are, let's use, as I go to Tankathon here, NFL Tankathon. All right, so Miami has a 13th pick in the draft. Arizona has 16. Carolina 8. New Orleans 9, right? Let's use those teams. New Orleans at number 9. Let's say you have decided, I'm not taking a quarterback in the first round. You're New Orleans. Your first-year coach with Kellen Moore. I want to rebuild this thing. I want extra picks. And I have a bulk of players from 9 to, you know, let's say 30. Let's just say 32. I have 23, 24 players in mind. And I get virtually any of those, I'm happy. Or I have a bucket of 12. I have a bucket of 12. I get from the first bucket, I'm happy. I get from the second bucket, I need a little value to drop down. But I like them all. Let's just say that that's where the Saints are at. Well, if you're the Eagles and you call up to New Orleans in other years when there's five teams trying to get up to that spot for potentially a quarterback or wherever else, you got to win that bidding. You got to win the bidding war against everybody else. Well, if nobody's bidding, your bid's the only one. And if the team has an interest in moving down, they may say, this is the best offer we have. It's like, you know, you're selling something, and sometimes you're selling a home, right? Like, market's hot. A lot of people want to buy into the area. You get 10 bidders and the price goes up. And then other times, based on the market, like, nobody's interested in my house. And I wanted this for it, but if I want to sell the house, I got to take this for it. And I just use the Saints as an example. That's pretty high for the Eagles to go, but it could be the Green Bay Packers at 23. It could be the Minnesota Vikings, who don't have a lot of picks this year, at 24, where they say, I'd like to move down, but there's not many teams that want to move up. Who's willing to move up? What are you willing to offer? There could be a zig while everyone else zags. That's what Howie Roseman does so well. That's number one. Number two is, I don't think this is a great draft. I don't view this draft as extraordinary in terms of talent. I think we're going to look back here and say, could be one of those drafts. You know, the Shedeur Sanders hype reminds me, and we'll see if it ends up as a better draft than this, but I remember back to the 2013 NFL draft when Geno Smith was talked about significantly. Now, Geno Smith didn't have the hype machine around Colorado. He didn't have the hype machine around his dad being Deion Sanders. His name wasn't a Sanders, but from a profile standpoint, the kind of player, good, not great, you know, not super athletic, not a runner, more of an accurate passer, good college career, good production. I see a lot of similarities between Geno Smith and Shedeur Sanders. And I think Shedeur could end up being a Geno Smith-like quarterback. And depending on which team takes him, they might be thrilled at that. Because, you know, if you're the Browns and you take, you know, a Geno Smith quarterback, Geno Smith-level quarterback, you know, wherever you think Geno ranks, 13th to 20th in the NFL, depending on how you view things. And that's better than 32. It's better than 25. He's a pretty good quarterback, and the Raiders just traded for him and gave him a new contract. So, but I think back to 2013, Geno was a big story. The quarterbacks were a big story. And it ended up going Eric Fisher, Luke Jokel, Deion Jordan, Lane Johnson, Ezekiel Ansah, Barcavius Mingo, Jonathan Cooper, Tavon Austin, Dean Milner, Chance Warmack, DJ Fluker. Really an awful draft. Other than Lane, I mean, that and Eric Fisher had a good career. That is a rough draft. Ansah played a little bit. He had, what did he have, sacks in his career? 50 and a half. That's pretty good. Mingo was pretty much a bust. Cooper a bust. Austin, nah. Milner, nah. Warm. I mean, it's a bad draft. It really was. I think this would be better than that, but it was a bad draft. Eric Reed had a nice career. Justin Pugh had a nice career. Kyle Long, Tyler Eifert. The second part of the first round with Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins, Xavier Rhodes, Cordero Patterson, better than the beginning. Travis Frederick, Second round is actually where the hay came. Ertz, Slay, Geno, Robert Woods, Jonathan Hankins, Travis Kelce was a third rounder, Tyrann Mathieu. Actually, in totality, there's some good players in this draft, but they just didn't come from the first round. So my point is, if you are a team like the Eagles and you identify five or six players that you really like in a draft where maybe the first round isn't going to be remembered as that great, maybe you just go up and get that player. You don't worry about the board falling your way, because then it could fall to a place where you don't love what you get, or you're not getting, you know, the biggest and best possible player you could get. So in a draft where I don't love the players, I love a certain group of players. I'll release my big board next week and we'll talk about that. But I don't love 25 players in this draft the way I do in some years. Some years you're like, whoa, this guy and this guy and this guy. Last year was Quinion and Cooper and Terrion Arnold. And you go on and on. The offensive linemen that were taken. There was a lot of really, really potentially impactful players. I thought last year's draft class was great. This year doesn't feel quite as great. It feels actually kind of average. So I would move up to get the player that fits that.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Third reason why the Eagles should move up is they have all these picks. What are they going to do with 20 picks in the next 2 years? They're not going to... I mean, this is the biggest guarantee I could give you. The Philadelphia Eagles are not going to draft and stash 20 football players in the next 2 years. They have 8 picks in this draft. They have 12 next year. First of all, they don't have enough roster space. Second of all, they can't even get all those... Even if you wanted to say, Joe, well, the practice squad, I know Jeff Lurie a couple weeks ago talked about how it's more like a 75-man roster now when you factor in the practice squad and all that. If they draft players of note in the first 4 or 5 rounds, it's very unlikely they're going to squeeze them through waivers after the summer to even get them on the practice squad. So you're going to end up losing good players. So it just, from a roster building, from an asset management, you know, standpoint, it doesn't make sense for them to draft this many players. So I'm saying, okay, if I'm not going to draft this many players, I'm going to waste these picks by accident anyway, because I'm going to have to lose players. So what do I do with them? Well, I could package them together to trade them, to move up. And that's what I would start doing now. Now, that could be done at any time. It doesn't have to be the first round. I mean, the Eagles could trade an extra fifth or two to move up in the third round if they really want a player there. Like, the attack mode for the player you want doesn't have to be round one, but it certainly can be round one, and that's where you can get a player of significant note. But just in general, I want the Eagles to trade some of these picks. They don't need all these picks. It could be, you know, we look at it as there's no such thing as too many picks. Well, there is, and I think we're bordering on that right now, considering how good the team is, the inflection point they're in, which is trying to compete every year for Super Bowls. Like, if this is the Browns, if this is the Giants, if this is a terrible football team, well, sure, take the 20 picks and maybe use them all And over the next couple of years, maybe you find 14 players, 8 starters, 6 backups. And if you whiff on 6, you whiff on 6. If you got to lose someone to waivers, you got to, I mean, that's fine. If you got to cut a vet to keep a young player because you're just trying to rebuild and figure out what you have, that's a different story. The Eagles aren't in that position. So for that reason, we got too many picks. We got to use it. That's number 3. And number 4 is the impact players at maybe the most important position for the Eagles are going to probably be gone by 32. So I have started to rethink pressure in the NFL and really started to rethink where the money is and rethink how teams get pressure, including the Eagles last year. And it's really more up the middle than it is just the edge. The Eagles had, I would call, a slightly above average group of edge players, from Josh Sweat to an older Brandon Graham to a rookie Jalix Hunt to a second-year Nolan Smith to Bryce Huff, who couldn't get on the field. And it concerned me, even as their defense started to play really well, because I was like, how are they going to pressure the best quarterbacks off the edge in the postseason? And then they did. And they did it with an inside-outside thought process, which is, we're going to get our real pressure and our real cave into the pocket with Jalen Carter and the pass rushing ability of Milton Williams. And then the other guys on the outside will benefit off of that, and they will take advantage. It's almost the old way of doing things, but opposite, where the DNs would put that pressure and maybe a cleanup would happen by a defensive tackle. Now, I think of the names I mentioned, Nolan Smith's the realest deal. Everybody else is good, not great. And I look at the Eagles depth chart right now, and it's really lacking in what they were so strong in last year. Next, you know, if you think about Jalen Carter as an end in the 3-4, the 3-4 end, the old defensive tackle in the 4-3. Milton Williams was the other one last year. More Ojomo backed him up. Milton Williams is gone. Ojomo's a starter. There's nobody behind Ojomo on the depth chart. So I think that player is really what the Eagles need and should be drafting in the NFL draft. But I look at that position, guys that could fill that, and I think the best ones are going to be long gone by the time the Philadelphia Eagles get on the board by 32. I think they're going to have to go up there and get that player. Like the players I'm talking about here, Mason Graham, I mean, he might be the third or fourth, he might be the fourth pick in the draft, so he's going to be gone. But I think about a guy like Derek Harmon out of Oregon, who I really like. He's going to be on my big board. 6'5", 313. I mean, he could do it all. Long arms. He gets his hands up in blockers. I thought he was a difference maker for Oregon's defense last year. So there's just two of them. I think they'll both be long gone. Walter Nolan, who we've talked a lot about over the past couple of months. I think these guys are all off the board. The top three guys for that particular position will be gone. Now, later on the draft, maybe a TJ Sanders is a guy that could do this a little bit. But those are the guys that I look at and I say, I want one of those guys. And if I have to move up to secure Derek Harmon or Walter Nolan, I'm absolutely willing to do that. I think they should be too. The four reasons why the Eagles should trade up. Zig while others zag. If nobody wants to trade up, you can make a move and you might have the best offer on the board. It's not a great draft, so let's get someone that you could count on. Having plenty of picks actually could be a detriment. Let's cash some of those in before it's too late. And the impact players at an important position could all be gone by 32. Mason Graham, Walter Nolan, Derek Harmon, I think will be nowhere near 32. Nolan, to me, strikes me as a top 15 to 25 pick, and I think Harmon will be in that same range. The Cardinals could take one of them. The Bengals could take one of them. I mean, there's a lot of teams there that could take those players off the board from the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't want to see that happen. Go up, jump someone, get that player. If it's a third, if it's Harmon or if it's Nolan, you take your pick. But I like both of those guys as big-time football players to put on that defensive line with Jalen Carter. The Philadelphia Eagles should absolutely move up, get off 32, get into the low 20s or late teens, and go get an impact football player at a position of need entering the 2025 season. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.